Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus is alive. He's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we're so grateful to be yours and we thank you for everything. Thank you that every day your mercies are new every morning. Wonderful Jesus, reveal yourself to us. Amen. And Holy Spirit, we acknowledge that you are God and that we welcome you here. The chief end of man is to know God. Man was born to fellowship with him. Yes, fellowship with God. Did you know that that's what man was born to do? In other words, that's the deepest reality of what a human being is meant to do. Every person who makes it to heaven will literally fellowship with God forever. Amen. Fellowship with Jesus Christ. His glory is the most wonderful, most beautiful presence in the universe. And man was made for him. This is an unspeakable mystery that God would offer himself in this way. Isn't it it's quite ironic that many human beings will not are not available to us. Now, that's part of living on the earth. We have to have boundaries, right, with people. But the most exclusive being in the universe, God Almighty, the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the most available. It's beyond human comprehension. Too wonderful for us that he would be available to every person, no matter who they are. Every person is. It should give us fill us with such hope and awe and wonder at what he has offered. That he's, he has completely, totally leveled the playing field. Every person, from the highest to the lowest, from the most educated to the least, from the richest to the poorest, from the strongest to the weakest, from it's just so glorious. His presence. So someone may say, well, how do we find him? Jesus revealed three realms of prayer and three phases of knowing him in the Holy Spirit. Now, those phases refer to our entire life. But a great man of God, even just recently, I heard him teach that the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is let's keep this simple. It's a very wonderful, emotional experience of meeting the Holy Spirit springing up as a fountain in someone's spirit being. He said we receive that every day. If we can receive it. Okay? You understand? It's up to a person what they do on any particular day. That's a mystery. That's the wonder and the mystery of it. That if someone, well, again, it just applies to every person. If someone doesn't want God, okay, that's what they get. If someone pursues him with all their heart, then they will find him. Amen. Amen. And that's related to this, okay. And again, let's keep it simple. It is so simple. It's so glorious, so wonderful. And I'm, as I've said, this series is called The Glory of the Lord, and I'm wanting to focus on him and his glory and this wonderful, this glorious Lord Jesus Christ. So wonderful, so beautiful, so magnificent. His glory fills the heaven of heavens, fills the earth, the whole earth filled with His glory. And I'm not referring to nature. I'm literally referring to His presence in glory. A great man of God had a visit. Jesus visited him and told him and said, "Power and my presence in the presence and the power of God are everywhere on the earth." Okay, everywhere a person goes, His presence and power is there. Now, and that's revealed, of course, in Psalm 139 and so forth. Well, and I emphasize the simplicity because sometimes we, you know, we approach things from our mind and trying to understand and explain everything. But the key is in the spirit realm, knowing God in the spirit realm and with our spirit person. Speaking of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, just another overview. Three phases of knowing the Holy Spirit. So important. Jesus revealed these in John chapters 3, 4, and 7. The first is what we call being, well, the first is being born of the Spirit. That's in John 3, verse 5. Second, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, what I just mentioned earlier. That's in John chapter 4. And then the third is the anointing. John chapter 7, that's the anointing. The anointing, that's when someone fellowships with God. Very, very few people get to that phase. I'm just going to present things just the full. I want to present them and not hold back. Okay? Just right there. These are so important. And I know if you've followed this podcast, I've mentioned those before. But they are so important. The three phases of knowing the Holy Spirit. And isn't that fascinating? Just within the last week, a great man of God taught about how the baptism, we receive it every day if we can. Okay. Now, also, here's something fascinating. Before these three phases is the very initial phase of knowing God, the born again phase. That's the most well known, right? Being born again. That's in John chapter 3 as well. So man can experience three births on the earth. Everyone is born in the natural. The second, man can experience being born again. That's the greatest miracle. If someone does that, and they stay with Jesus their whole life, they'll make it to heaven gloriously. Amen. The third is being born of the Holy Spirit. That's really the key to knowing God, and that's the beginning of a person. That's another birth. Isn't that fascinating? It's another birth. So man can experience three, and that third one is such a key. That's when someone truly begins knowing Him. They enter the kingdom of God according to what Jesus said, and now they can really know Him and so forth. And that's when we just naturally want to do everything that He asks us to do. It's just, it flows, it's natural. It's a privilege. Okay. I've been touching on the great dilemma. Which is that, and again, I want to try to sum this up in as short a time as possible. The dilemma that most people are not saved and will not get saved. Most people will not make it to heaven. This is what Jesus revealed. It's in the Bible. It's a theme throughout the whole Bible. He's also revealed it in modern day visitations to His servants. Okay, if you want to specific one, Mary Baxter's book, Divine Revelation of Hell. Just go straight to that book. It's all Jesus says it just clearly. He said, sad to say, most people will not repent before it's too late, and they will go to hell. And so someone may ask, how can this be? In fact, you know, when we mention, we talk about these wonderful things and the glory of the Lord and these just so glorious, to think that most people have no concept of this. They have no interest in the things of God, completely apathetic, and many of them are even hostile and make fun of it. Those are dangerous things to do. And it's interesting, I think I mentioned this, just a few days ago I saw a video by a great apologist. He's I believe his name is Frank Turek. It's on YouTube. He's got a large following and many, many videos. But he asked this question to groups, and he said it's the same thing every time. 99% of people raise their hands and say the people that they know who are not saved are apathetic and even hostile towards the gospel. 99%! Now, And the answer, this brings up the many, many objections that people have, doesn't it? Many objections. This brings up all kinds of, it is related to the many, many objections that people have, right? Those people who are unsaved, that I just mentioned. They have many objections, okay? And so one of the answers, the great glorious answer that reveals so much. Now, they will not accept this, of course. I mean, here's the thing. When we get born of the Holy Spirit, the things of God and this glorious, our most holy faith, everything about our most holy faith, it's as light to us as it is dark to them. There's really no reason to even, I mean, we should proclaim the gospel where the Holy Spirit tells us to, right? Amen. As where Jesus tells us to, whatever he tells us to do, we do. You know, the results are up to God. But Jesus even said, give what's holy to the dogs. Don't cast your pearls before swine. So what I'm doing here is I want to just make a point to try to motivate us, to get us, to build hunger in us, and to present this great dilemma, the great irony. So I'm not trying to talk these people into believing. I mean, it's up to, you know, but the great... Even believers, though, have these objections, don't they? Before someone gets born of the Holy Spirit, many believers have these same objections. They question it either in their verbally or maybe just thinking it, you know, that they also have... The bottom line is if someone hasn't been born of the Holy Spirit, they just are not going to get it. They're not going to understand the glory of God. And all these, and our most holy faith, which is everything about our most holy faith, is a glorious, eternal mystery and revelation. But even born again people will not understand that. Okay? But the truth I'm about to reveal is very well known. Okay? But it's reveals and answers these objections. It reveals so much that God made man into his own image and likeness. Even the angels who are made from his glory are not in his image and likeness. Man is, and so he gave man the choice. That is a central truth that applies to us as believers every day. that famous verse reveals it. Choose you this day whom you will serve. The first word in that verse is choose. So I want to move on from this. I mean, I just think it's important for us to understand this affects us, because it's like, okay, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we can receive that, but it's our choice. Same thing with the anointing. Glory to God. Now, I want to finish with this, the irony. When we meet the Holy Spirit, we learn it's simple, it's easy, it's glorious and wonderful, and we find the treasure and the secret, which is Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. This great mystery, this eternal revelation, this where now everything becomes this glorious revelation. And mainly it's Him, His glory, His majesty, His power, His but the irony, okay, and there's truths within this, of course. For example, to think that here's a great irony: the presence of Jesus, so glorious and wonderful, what man was born to do, and yet 70% or more of people on the earth refuse to choose God. They choose self, and they miss out on this. Same thing with believers. Most do not move from that very initial phase, the first phase, into the being born of the Holy Spirit, and they miss out. They miss out. I know many believers who are in that category. They're missing out. It's there's deep mystery surrounding this, and that the book Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter reveals this. When Jesus took her to hell, He spoke to 19 people specifically who were in hell. Jesus knew everything about them. He knew, I mean, and it's tragic. It's so tragic. It's just, you can't believe. Let's look at the big picture, okay? You just cannot believe. When I say missing out, that's an infinite understatement, because if they miss out on knowing Jesus Christ on the earth and they are not in the book of life, they will spend eternity in hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. This is eternally serious. This is And Jesus spoke to these specific people. One thing I just want to touch on, we don't know everything, but I mean, Jesus knew everything about them. Even though they're lost in hell, Jesus wept as He spoke to many of these people. He cried. He wept. He told them, He said, you know, one, and some of these, two or three of them, actually three of them, were former ministers who were in ministry, saved, and they're in hell now. And Jesus, one of them, Jesus specifically said, you know, I sent people to you to tell you to repent. I visited you in the night. He continued, this minister, a male minister, started doing some, you know, it's obviously sin, but Jesus gave him time to repent and just continued to give him time to repent. Jesus said, I sent people to you to tell you to repent, and you wouldn't repent. My Holy Spirit visited you and convicted you. And then Jesus said, I even visited you myself and you wouldn't repent. Okay, and the point is, Jesus is always going to give people time to repent and always merciful, always merciful and... But it's a... Now, what I'm about to say is another mystery. It's appointed unto man once to die, and then comes the judgment. That's in the book of Hebrews. Therein is the a mystery. We're made in His image. It's this... We can't explain the human being and the human life because it's we're made in God's image. God's an eternal mystery and revelation. Amen. He's and so same thing with humans. So what are we to do? Let me finish up with this. There is this dilemma. There is this irony. But God Almighty has made the perfect way and solution. Jesus Christ. In the power of the Holy Spirit is Jesus, unlimited. And if we're, I want to finish up with something really positive. Anyone who knows Jesus and belongs to Jesus is secure and safe and is in the greatest place they can be, what humans were born to do. Amen. And God Almighty and His Son Jesus are always, they're merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth. And if you're away from Jesus, just come back to Him today. Cover yourself with His blood. You're protected. You're safe. Let's love God with all our heart and other people as ourselves. Forgive. That's a major area for me. I've told you that. Please pray for our ministry, but let's also, and once we find Jesus, we can, now we're in ministry. Amen. You don't have to have some big ministry, and we can intercede. We can, and so Jesus said, pray that the Lord of the harvest will send out laborers into the harvest. We can pray for our community, our church, our the people around us, the people we know, and then we can intercede. You know, we can intercede for nations and other ministries, and we can intercede for regions and places and nations. For example, Israel, but if you want something to pray for, please pray for our ministry, Wonder in Reality. We're in evangelism and teaching. We've got, it's a new year. We want God to use us in any way that He wants. And we have a solid board. And as if you've listened to these messages, you know that it's just me giving the messages. But I do, at some point, I want to bring on our board members and interview them. And I'm in the USA. We publish books. We've published more than 40 Christian books, which are on various platforms, mainly Amazon. Our website and so thank you very much for following this podcast. Blessings.